Indigenous Neurodivergent Trauma-Informed Lens. Before we explore these themes in relationship to research questions, it is important to emphasize that across these themes is a deeply rooted entanglement of complex trauma and stress that operates at micro, meso, and macro levels. It is the findings of this study and in my previous literature review that chronic, ongoing exposure to oppressive, discriminatory, racist, ableist, and heterocisgender normative sociological conditions and the phenomena experienced by Indigenous autistic people in systems and society in general seriously impact health. Survival is heavily reliant upon a trauma-informed approach through an Indigenous neurodivergent lens. Within each emergent theme is expressed certainty that ideologies and practices within the post-secondary system and public at large create and exacerbate traumatic experiences daily. Failing to realize this and respond accordingly in a proactive way to build the conditions needed for survival, traumatization of Indigenous autistic learners is perpetuated. In post-secondary, this means by expecting conformity to the status quo, we expose Indigenous autistic learners to profound isolation and neglect as students while upholding institutional structures, policy, spaces, and socialization that diminishes realization of full potential and respect for the variant human expression. While in a day and age of equity, diversity, and inclusion and indigenization movements, the needle has not moved far enough on systemic, policy, and social changes that mitigate the severity and complexity of traumas experienced within Western education systems for Indigenous autistic learners. Supporting all neurodivergent Indigenous learners to succeed in post-secondary life requires education, policy, and experiences that account for variation in neurology and in personal nervous system responses, as well as intergenerational trauma in addition to systemic traumas. This is a trauma-informed care from a neurodivergent Indigenous lens. As we explore the themes on this project, examples will be shared by participants as to how they are experiencing an ongoing sense of fear, helplessness, and powerlessness in their educational experience and shed light on the ways that they care for their fire within and seek solidarity and change in this pursuit.